Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 14th through 16th at State Fair Park. The latest in farm and ranch equipment, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Hustler lawnmower. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
It's go time. So when we say DuPont Pioneer is with you from the word go, that means now. Just ask your local team.
It's time to put our high-yielding corn products to work on your farm.
With superior genetics, they're built to yield.
Your local Pioneer team understands timing is everything.
We're ready when you are.
It's go time.
So let's get going.
Talk to your local Pioneer sales professional about planting Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Cattle futures today fell on hard times here. We were down over $4 in the feeders. April's down 425 at 152.42. They never went down the limit, but the May feeders and August feeders were both 450 lower, which is the limit. The lowest they can go in one day, down $4.50. May's at 150.20 and August at 150.60. Looking at the chart here, they did not go, at least in May, past the low of three trading days ago. That had been last Thursday. But they're very close to that, and so the whole market as a whole was under pressure. Live cattle on the front end, two months anyway, we're down the limit $3. April's down $3 at $130.20. June's down $3 even at $120.67. Still that sharp drop off from April to June. Box beef at midday choice only down 21 cents, $2.17.30. Select up $3.66 at $209.89. So select was actually higher. Feeder cattle index as of yesterday was 158.27. It seems like the general gist and the mojo behind today's market was almost technical in nature, and also anticipation of maybe some lower cash trade. The charts, as we get back below the moving average, is starting to weigh on that. And anytime you get a sell-off like this, it makes it easy to sell and harder to buy.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain markets were mixed here. Corn actually closed today 2 to 2.25 cents higher. May, front-end corn, 357 up 2.5. Beans were the weak link today, down 8 to 8.5 cents. Of course, they have been the strong one as hedge funds were getting out of that short position, and actually now they're actually long soybeans, but they were down 8 to 9 cents. And then wheat was steady in Chicago, unchanged, and then Kansas City, July, down a penny at 485. The USDA weekly crop report, which was the first one, actually was yesterday. It was delayed until today, so that'll give us the first nationwide crop conditions report. The next big USDA monthly report will be on April 12th. That'll be the monthly USDA stocks and supply and demand report. Focused on this time, it seems like crop weather is going to be the main feature, as there's a lot of areas of hard red winter wheat that's really dry. And then also, as we get into planting season for the corn and beans in the major corn and bean producing states, what that will allow in terms of production. We've got a whole growing season ahead of us, so a lot can happen between now and the fall harvest time, at least for corn and beans. Informa Economics is going to update their crop estimates this Wednesday. Overall today, it was relatively quiet grain day. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.